Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 30, Mbombela 26, Johannesburg and Tzaneen 28 grade.
Pretoria N14 northbound delays towards the R101 interchange, and Bronkhorstspruit N4 westbound, it's roadworks. There are restrictions between the Balmoral and Bosselmanskraal exits.
The stad van Johannesburg's bestuurder Floyd Brink staar 'n lasbrief van hegtenisneming in die gesig nadat hy 'n bewering nie aan 'n hofbevel voldoen het nie. Die regsgeskil spruit tyd respiet oor die afsny van dienste, Masechaba Sefularo berig.
Candidate attorney Stephen Erasmus from Gittins Attorneys confirms questions about the warrant of arrest for Floyd Brink have been addressed.
Due to a small typographical error on the warrant, they advised that the warrant could not be enforced, but we have attended to the amendment thereof, not specifically the typographical ever, but to other certain elements that still make the warrant valid.
Meanwhile, Joburg Mayor Kabelo Kwamanda says they've instructed lawyers to stay the execution of the arrest, calling it an abuse of the legal system. Masechaba Sifularo for Jacka NFM News in Roodepoort.
Die nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanima Semola sê meer as 49,000 verdagtes is vir dwelmbesit vasgetrek sedit operasie Shanella in Mei verlede jaar bekend gestel is. Die polisie in KwaZulu-Natal het sedit Oktober verlede jaar talle klopjagte op die Durbanshawe en King Shark internasionale lughawe uitgevoer, maar Semola sê die polisiediens werk hard om te keer dat onwettige dwelms die land inkom.
We do have operation between our law enforcement agencies in South Africa and from the Americas. So we'll continue cooperating and making sure that the drugs that are coming from there do not reach our streets. And we'll continue exchanging intelligence.
Die minister van elektrisiteit, Gosien Ramagopa, het aangekondig Medupi se eenheid 4 sal voor skedule sy bedrywighede hervat. Hy het tydens 'n besoek aan die kragstasie gesê die regering het 'n tweedehandse kragopwekker van Nederland aangeskaf om met die herstelproses te help. Ramagopa sê die stap is daarop gemik om opwekkingsvermoë te bevorder. Die Limpopo Gesondheidsdepartement sê al 45 slagoffers wat dood is in 'n busongeluk oor die pas lang naweek is deur DNS prosesse uitgeken. Die ZCC gemeentelede was op pad na Moira toe hul bus van 'n brug afgestort het en aan die brand geslaan het. 'N 8-jarige meisie is die enigste oorlewende. Die departement se Tiliwali Muava.
The team comprised of members from the SAPS Victim Identification Unit has already finalized packaging the deceased remains as part of preparations towards repatriation, and the bodies are now ready. There will be a meeting with delegation from Botswana on Thursday to finalize death registration with Home Affairs, and the plans of repatriation will be outlined on Friday.
En ten slotte twee losperde is vandag in sentraal Londen gesien rond hardloop. Een van die diere was volgens berigte bedek onder bloed. Foto's en video's van die perde is wyd op sosiale media gedeel. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. City of Johannesburg manager Floyd Brink is facing a warrant of arrest after he allegedly failed to comply with a court order.
Ja, it's... what now? This is Doctor's story now. Okay, so he was supposed to be served a warrant by the sheriff.
Yeah.
Ja, maar dat was een lager van karre. And then blocked the sheriff from coming in apparently 13 cars. And then they found a typo on the warrant anyway, so you can't arrest Mr. Blink.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. Ay, 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 I love that. What a snarksy story. Oh boy, the other snarksy story is News 24 this morning reporting that 42 million rand in cash was seized from Marcus Huerster's rumored lover just days before the deadline. Who the hell's got 42 million rand? Oh, you guys. All right. I thought it was just me. I mean, I don't have a couch, you know, that's like got that kind of stuffing in it, or a bed to choy.